local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two on a Friday, a beautiful day, beautiful weekend in store. I hope you get out and enjoy it some. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your drive home each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620, traffic line 2626-111. We will start with our top three stories today. The Supreme Court upholding the federal law that allows domestic abusers to be banned from owning a gun.
This is an 8-1 decision. We talk a lot about the fact that this is a 6-3 conservative majority court, but here you're seeing a decision that's written by Chief Justice Roberts, and it's the liberals and conservatives, other than Justice Clarence Thomas, are all finding that they agree on this issue.
The high court handed down the 8-1 decision with Justice John Roberts saying, quote, since the founding, our nation's firearm laws have included provisions preventing individuals who threaten physical harm to others from misusing firearms. The two men charged in the murder of a 12-year-old Texas girl are both illegal immigrants.
How many Americans got to die until this administration does their job and secure the border?
ICE says the suspects are both from Venezuela, have been living in Houston with a notice to appear in court. Police say they strangled a 12-year-old girl who was found dead this week in a creek. Investigators believe the pair lived in the same apartment complex as the victim. And two people dead, eight injured after a shooting at an Arkansas grocery store. It happened around 70 miles south of Little Rock. Shots were fired today. Police say that one of the wounded was a police officer. They do have one person in custody. That's a look at our top three stories, local headlines after traffic and weather together. Austin?
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, actually not a ton going on. We do have some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, approaching I-10. Also, maybe have a little bit developing in a couple of areas, such as Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, and a very little bit on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but those spots are nothing too severe. The last severe spot we do have, though, is going to be if you are traveling from Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge and approaching Navarre Parkway. Still got very heavy backups covering the entirety of that direction on the beach. Outside of those couple of spots, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Small, pretty small, though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our local headlines today, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons says another drug house has been closed up. A video posted on their Facebook page today says they raided 7421 Cora Lane last night, arresting Reginald Johnson and Ricky Henderson.
You got more meth here. Look at this piece right here. This is some deadly stuff right here, too. Mixed with some marijuana. We got some money over here. We even have a sealer. See, what they do is they mix all this crap up, and then they seal it up into more dangerous crap.
In addition to drugs and scales, deputies also seized multiple weapons and cash at the home. An update after local attorney Bruce Childers was surprisingly ruled as disqualified from running against Escambia Supervisor of Elections Robert Bender. He's filed a lawsuit against Bender seeking an emergency ruling following his disqualification. He wants a declaratory judgment and writ of mandamus to be deemed eligible. It was yesterday, a few days after originally deeming Childers eligible, that they said Childers had not supplied his full and public financial disclosure, a.k.a. Form 6, by the deadline. Childers, in a statement today, says that a senior qualifying officer advised him that only the summary page with a watermark was required. He also says there were 2 days between when he submitted the paperwork and the deadline, and nobody from Bender's office reached out to let him know. Also, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office today says they have established their two designated parking spots at their offices in Milton and Navarre to serve as safe custody exchange locations. This, of course, after earlier this month, Governor DeSantis signed Cassie Carley's law that requires every sheriff's office in Florida to establish safe exchange locations for children. I don't know if you're a fan of a Chipotle, Austin. I don't know if you've ever had it. You're not a fan?
I don't think I've ever had it. All right.
Well, good news for Santa Rosa County residents. If you do like Chipotle, I would be one of them, is that two more are coming to the county. P&J says development orders were issued last April for a Pace spot, while another order was issued in February for a Navarre location. Navarre's Chipotle will be in the same plaza as Publix, Buffalo Wild Wings, and Starbucks. Pace's spot will be at 4645 Highway 90. Now if we could only get a Portillo's hot dogs. Chicago hot dogs. I would also accept a Cheesecake Factory.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I think Destin would be a great spot for Cheesecake Factory, if not Pensacola and Portillo's. Believe it or not, there's a few Portillo's restaurants in Florida, but they're all in like Tampa and Orlando. We need to get something up here. But
I'm sure we can get a petition going. I digress.
You'd have one signature on that for sure. All right, we'll take a break there, taking a look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
How long could your business function without email? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Three Gulf Coast businesses had their email shut down for 2 days because one employee clicked a spam email link. Be suspicious of any unsolicited email offers, especially if they are too good to be true. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night. Spend the evening with your neighbors at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. Come for the art from local vendors, live music, food, and fun. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. The Busch Light Fishing Rodeo is this weekend. Check out the action at Flounders Saturday 2 to 7 and Sunday noon to 6. See PensacolaSports.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at NewsRadio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on NewsRadio923.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. There's not a ton going on. Luckily, we do have some heavy backups still on Pine Forest Road. That's if you're traveling southbound towards I-10. Let's see. Did have some minor backups on Blue Angel Parkway near the intersection with Mobile Highway. Once again, very minor. Doesn't look like it's going to hold you up for too long. Then we've got Navarre Beach. If you're coming over the bridge trying to get onto Navarre Parkway, still have very, very, very heavy backups there reaching across the entirety of the bridge. But outside of just those couple spots, there's not much that's going to hold you up.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Small, pretty small, though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. National Hurricane Center is, of course, still monitoring the disturbance off of northeast Florida's coast. Invest 92L, still a medium chance of growing into a tropical depression, but the window is pretty short to develop as it is expected to move onshore in northeast Georgia or northeast Florida or southeast Georgia on Friday night, tonight. The storm is expected to bring thunderstorms, heavy rain, and gusty winds.
And a man is dead after a bizarre incident in police custody overnight. Tampa Police Deputy Chief Ruth Kate says that officers were investigating a report of a man choking a woman outside of an Applebee's restaurant.
As the officers arrived, the male tried to leave the scene. Our officer tried to detain the male.
But the man ran as officers tased him and got hit by a car that left the scene. Tampa police are looking for the car and assisting the woman who suffered minor injuries. FDLE is investigating the officer's actions.
A coalition of abortion rights supporters kicking off a statewide canvassing drive this weekend in support of Amendment 4. Volunteers with the Yes on 4 campaign will be knocking on doors at cities across the state. Florida voters will be weighing in on Amendment 4 in November, and if approved, would enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution.
And a Florida judge holding hearings to decide if special counsel Jack Smith can remain on former President Trump's classified documents case. Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, is holding hearings today and Monday to determine if Smith can continue to lead the prosecution's case. Trump's lawyers say Smith's appointment is unconstitutional, while Smith claims that the Trump team is trying to delay the case as long as possible.
Looking at our national news, U.S. made peer to deliver humanitarian aid to Palestinians has been reattached to the coast in Gaza. The pier had to be moved last week because of bad weather in the Mediterranean Sea. It was the second time since it was installed last month that the pier had to be moved because of choppy seas.
And Donald Trump could be close to choosing his running mate. NBC News reports that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance are at the top of Trump's shortlist, with Florida Senator Marco Rubio still being considered by the campaign as well. Trump has said that he expects to announce his pick for VP at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee next month, and he's recently said he has a pretty good idea of who it'll be.
Yeah, and also, speaking of Trump, he is out raising President Biden following his felony conviction. The Federal Election Commission report shows that the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee had a combined $171 million on hand compared to $157 million for the Biden campaign. Trump's campaign says it brought in more than $53 million in online donations in the 24 hours after his conviction.
And the Oklahoma man who's been in jail in Turks and Caicos is heading home. A judge this morning gave Ryan Watson a suspended sentence of 13 weeks in jail and a $2,000 fine after ammunition was found in his bag as he was trying to come back to Oklahoma on April 12th. He had been looking at a possible 12-year sentence. Watson's attorney says he will pay the fine and should be back in Oklahoma tonight.
Most of the pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested last month at Columbia are having their charges dropped. The Manhattan DA says 31 of 46 people charged with trespassing were dismissed, mostly due to lack of evidence. Prosecutors say the remaining 14 cases would be dropped if the people involved don't get arrested within the next 6 months. Austin, quickly here with the time we have left, a rundown of what's going on in sports tonight.
Well, we've got Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Edmonton. Oilers looking to tie the series up 3-3. That's going to be at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC. Also got Braves at Yankees at 6:05 on Apple TV+. Yankees are the best team in the league today. Marlins versus Mariners at 6:10 on ESPN+, getting underway soon after that. Then it's going to be, let's see, well, we've just got a couple headlines here. University of Oklahoma signing Brent Venables to a new six-year deal. He's coming off a 10-win season in just his second year with the Sooners. Asia Wilson and Caitlin Clark leading the first voting returns for the WNBA All-Star Game. And tomorrow night, to be exact, at 6:30 on ESPN, we've got Game 1 of the Championship Series between Tennessee and Texas A&M in the Men's College World Series. Joe, just a quick prediction. Who do you got in that? College World Series.
I guess I'll defer to you on that. We'll go with Texas A&M. I'll say it goes three games.
Well, I think Tennessee's going to win. I want Texas A&M. So are you going with my thoughts or my feelings?
I'm going to go with your thoughts always.
Okay, so then Tennessee.
Nobody cares about your feelings.
Okay, wow.
Your feelings, Austin.
Yeah,
I'm just
okay.
Kidding. Speaking of predictions, how about Game 6 tonight? Do we get an Oilers win at home in front of the ruckus crowd, or do we get Tampa making the long trek up to Alberta and closing it out there? I'm rooting for a Game 7.
Yeah, I think that would be just fun. Man, if this were the NBA and a Game 7 comeback had never happened before, I would say that the Panthers would win. But this is the NHL. It's happened, even though it's been a while. And Edmonton is just so much more of a hockey town. I'm going to have to take Edmonton. I'll take them in Game 6 at least.
All right. Well, we'll get the definitive prediction from Channel 3's Tanner Stewart coming up. I don't know if he's seen a hockey game in his life, but he will be the one that we turn to for the advice on how to bet that one tonight.
Sure.
We'll talk with Tanner, get more headlines in next half hour. Pensacola right now.
The U.S. Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. The justices ruling 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people who are under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversing a ruling from a federal appeals court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. Hearing today from Vice President Kamala Harris talking about the Biden administration's new immigration executive order, which allows non-citizens who've been in the U.S. and are married to an American citizen to seek permanent residence without having to leave the country. She spoke at the Constitutional Convention of Unite Here in New York.
We believe in keeping families together, not tearing them apart.
Well, former President Donald Trump says if he's elected in November, he would undo the new policy, which would allow immigrants, again, married to American citizens, a path to citizenship. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped a little bit last week as the U.S. labor market remained strong. The Labor Department reports that jobless claims fell by 5,000 to 238,000. Unemployment is still low, down at 4%. The economy has showed signs of slowing, perhaps showing evidence that higher borrowing costs are finally taking a toll. The Supreme Court is upholding a 2017 tax law on foreign income that's expected to generate roughly $340 billion. The law passed during the Trump era includes a provision that applies to companies that are owned by Americans but do their business in foreign countries. It imposes a one-time tax on investors' shares of profits that have not been passed along to them to offset their other tax benefits. Stocks were mostly lower in Friday's session. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 15, while the S&P 500 lost 8. That's your money now.
This is Maggie Gray with a Sports Minute. J.J. Redick has been hired as the Lakers head coach, and everyone is wondering, what will his relationship be like with LeBron James now that they move from podcast partners to coach and player? To me, the more LeBron publicly backs J.J., the easier this could be. Growing pains are going to be inevitable, but if J.J. has LeBron's unwavering support, those bumps in the road can be avoided. I'm Maggie Gray.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Pensacola Scenic 90 Cafe has been shining bright with some of the best Southern-style home-cooked food around for 25 years. And to celebrate their big anniversary this June, you get the gifts with 25% off lunch and dinner entrees all June long. That's shrimp and crawfish Savannah? Yes, perfectly cooked ribeye, 25% off. It's happening through June at the Diner's Home at 701 Scenic Highway in East Pensacola Heights. For more information on Scenic 90, visit them at scenic90cafe.com.
Looking for a sewing machine? Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in Pensacola, with new machines starting at $249 and used machines starting at just $150. There are lots of machines to choose from under $500, plus sewing furniture, craft supplies, and fabric. Financing is available. Darrell's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Darrell's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Tanner. T-A-N-N-E-R. T-A-N-N-E-R. Tanner.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton going on. We do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards I-10 coming from the 9 Mile Road area. And then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And still a lot of backups on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach. If you're approaching Navarre Parkway, you're going to be backed up for a good ways there. Outside of those few spots, there's not much holding you up at this time.
It is going to be a sunny and hot weekend. Look for high temperatures to mainly be in the mid to low 90s. We'll see plenty of sunshine, and there's a little chance for rain by Sunday afternoon, just at about 20 to 30%. Overnight lows in the 70s. If you are headed to the beach, both Saturday and Sunday, we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:37 here at News Radio Pensacola. Each and every Friday, assuming the schedules line up, we like to bring on our good friend of the program, Channel 3 reporter and anchor Tanner Stewart, to recap the week and talk life and weekend stuff. Tanner, always good to talk to you, sir. How are you on this fine Friday?
Joe, I'm doing well. Happy Friday. Weather's nice. It's a good day out.
It is, and it's going to be great for the weekend, as we just heard from your distinguished colleague there. Another of your distinguished colleagues, though, is on to bigger and better things. So how are things going without Joe Neubauer in the building?
Joseph Neubauer is off to Oklahoma City. I'm not the one that broke that news. I believe Joseph has announced that already.
Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, he's off. I think he's getting things situated, moving still. But I think he'll start there maybe at the earlier next month. Getting closer to home, you know, Joseph, I can't say enough good about the guy. We started just a few months apart and spent over 4 years together. We started on the weekend morning show together, and I tell you what, I don't have enough good things to say about Joseph. I have no bad things to say about him, which is probably even better. He's off, and we're certainly going to miss him, Joe.
Absolutely. You know, there, and the thing about like a market like this is, you know, we always think, you know, somebody is leaving, and it's like, oh man, you know, I'm really going to miss them. And then somehow, some way, there's always somebody that comes right after them that, you know, kind of fills that void. And after a few years, we're like, oh man, I really miss that person. That's just kind of the way that it goes around here. Dan Shugart's announced. Yeah. Dan Shugart's announcing his retirement, and he's been around pretty much as long as we've been alive, right?
Dan Shugart has been at WEAR longer than I have been alive, Joe. Over 40 years
now.
Shugart
me.
Has been there.
Oh,
and
wow.
Oh, yeah. A long time, to say the least. And Dan would tell you that, too. He's another one. I so many weekends, I can't tell you, I've spent talking for hours with Dan as he would stay over on a Friday night well into the morning. He did so many weekends with us over the last few years. I mean, I'm talking about hours and hours of discussion with Dan Shugart. If you know Dan, if you don't, I'm sorry, because if you do, he's a human encyclopedia. He's just one of the most knowledgeable people I think I will ever know, and a incredible family history. Dan could go on and on about the people he knows, too, and I think that's one of the best parts about him, is he's just so interested, it seems, in everything that he covers. And, hey, by far one of the best sports guys I'll ever know, Joe.
And talking with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor here. And Tanner, as we recap the week, there was a couple of big stories that came out here. One was yesterday that you were at that we'll get to here momentarily. But to start off the week, that we had charges announced and filed against the Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Ben Brown. Of course, this has been a continuing story and covered since November, when his wife Hillary tragically died after she was being operated on. And there was a lot of I saw a lot of chatter on social media about the bond amount. There were also and Singh and Channel 3 had kind of dueling statements from the families. Number one of Dr. Ben Brown, then also of Hillary Brown. So a lot more still to come on this is, you know, just a tragic story all the way around, but major developments on that story this week.
Yeah, it is, Joe. And you mentioned it there. I mean, there is a lot left in this case. All we know as of late is that Ben Brown was arrested and charged this week. And we got a statement from him. We got another statement, completely different, from Hillary Brown's family. You mentioned the bond there. It was a low bond amount, but I think at the end of the day, the bond is set depending on how much of a risk this person is to go anywhere. And I can't speak for the judge's decision, but I have to think he was certainly in the right mind when making that. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. There's a lot left with this case. You know, I spoke with Ben Brown 8 months before his wife passed away, and the story was on botched plastic surgeries. And you know, it's a very confusing story. I think we waited for several months to see what would come of this after the death of Hillary. We got the report from the Florida Department of Health that outlined the day she died, as well as other patients that had undergone some surgeries that had complications under Dr. Brown. And I know there are several others that have come forward to different outlets, and it's yet to be seen how exactly this is going to play out. I spoke with Hillary Brown's father multiple times. We spoke with him earlier this week, and they're not happy. I think they've obviously wanted to see justice with this for a long time, and right now it's a waiting game. There's a hearing next month, and you know how these things play out. It takes a long time. What will happen? We've just got to wait and see.
Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, joining us as he does each Friday on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Tanner, you were yesterday at a town hall that was specifically for veterans. This is, to my knowledge, the first time that this sort of thing has happened, at least in my recollection here over the last few years. What was the nature of the back and forth and the questions? First, what was the main target of what the people were asking who were at this, the veterans that were asking? And two, what was the tone? Was it more angry? Was it more just wondering? Kind of set the scene for what you witnessed last night.
Well, when you get hundreds of veterans, I mean, essentially hundreds of groups of people like that, the tone is kind of all over the place. There were some, I think, a little more discouraged than others, and some were just curious to see what the town hall was for. The Gulf Coast VA said there were more than 400 veterans submitted questions and had sent in their RSVP to come to this weeks in advance. And there were many, many more just within the days before this town hall that had heard about it and showed up just to see what exactly it was for. It all centered around VA healthcare. And the biggest questions were, why are the wait times long? Why do I have to go to Biloxi for this and that? A lot of our veterans over here are using the VA hospital over in Biloxi. It's the nearest large VA facility. And, there was one veteran that got up at the end and didn't quite seem satisfied with the answers he was given. I will say the overall sentiment that I received, though, from everyone that I spoke to was they were pleased to get answers. They were glad to see the transparency they felt was given there. But the biggest thing for the veterans, as it seems, with healthcare is having to wait so far out. Some of them are getting their appointments canceled. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think they deserve the care that they're approved for, and hopefully they can get that going in a better direction. The Gulf Coast VA is certainly working hard for them, and they announced two new clinics are in the works in Milton and Crestview. Mm-hmm. I think their proposals right now, that it could be a ways out, but just improving that health care for veterans, constantly doing that, I think that was the point of the town hall, was to, rather than announce plans, maybe get some more feedback on things that they hadn't heard yet. And I think it was a great event. It lasted a few hours. I mean, there were hundreds of people coming in and out. There was a table in the lobby giving people all the resources that they need to see about their health care. And then we saw the question and answer. And, it was a great event.
More with Tanner right after traffic and weather. Austin, what do you got for us?
Well, let's see. There hasn't been much going on in our recent updates. Still have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit more as you're traveling southbound towards I-10 coming from the 9 Mile area. Also have some an accident report on I-110, this appears to be, if you are traveling southbound just passing Cross Street. So that's if you're approaching the downtown area. It's not causing too severe of congestion at this time, but nonetheless something to look out for. Then it's going to be the beach. I always get beach and bridge mixed up. If you are coming from Navarre Beach, coming over the bridge, approaching Navarre Parkway, still got very heavy backups there. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much that's holding you up for too long.
All right. Copy and paste forecast over the weekend. Right now, 88 degrees. Overnight lows each night are going to be around 76. Highs in the low to mid 90s. Tanner, I have a very important question to ask you. It was not even 72 hours after we had moved into our new home that on Monday night I come home, and as I open the door to take out the trash, there is a 4-foot-long snake that is right by my front tire in our driveway. For the next hour and a half, it was slithering around the front porch. If this were to happen again, and I pray that it doesn't, we've invested in treatment spray at our house since then. Can I call you at any time, day or night, to come remove the snakes for me? Did we lose Tanner?
No, he's still there. He's still there, and I got his.
Is he potted up?
Are we there?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, no, we had him ready.
Okay, well. Yeah, let me go back to what I was saying. You can call me. You can ask all you want, Joe. I will not report to that call. No, I don't do snakes. I don't even have a snake guy. I think I would just go into full panic mode. That hadn't happened to me. But to say that I didn't think it was a few times, oh, yeah, I've been slow around the corner a few times, and maybe I'm just hearing things. But no, snakes are not my game, sir.
All right. Well, they're definitely not mine. Austin said he would help out, though, but that was just lip service to make himself look good for the people, listeners. But no, he's not coming either.
Give me a shovel in like 30 minutes, and you will be a safe homeowner.
Exactly.
All right. Tanner, also, I've had some fun this week. We watched the swimming and diving, the U.S. Olympic team trials. Are you gearing up for the Olympics? Is that something that you'll be tuning into a lot next month?
Yeah, I love the Olympics. I love the track and field, more so the running. I love the 400 meter, the 100 meter. I like basketball too, swimming, all of it. It's one of those things you can just leave on the TV, right? It doesn't really matter what competition is on. Love to have the Olympics. The opening ceremony is probably one of my more favorite experience is getting to watch it, but oh yeah, I'm excited. It's probably the longest sporting event we tune into, which is three weeks almost.
Yeah.
So almost is almost competing with the Stanley Cup. I feel like that's been going on a month now.
It has been. Who you got tonight? You're the definitive answer on this. You got the Oilers extending this to a 7-game series, or the Panthers close it out tonight on the road?
Well, let me say this. I don't know if I'm more disappointed in you or Austin for not correcting you, Joe, but you got it there. It's Florida, but I want you to go back and listen. Before I came on, you said Tampa.
Yeah.
And I think some Tampa fans are
we did it last hour, too.
It.
Oh, we made that mistake again? I thought you fixed the script.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's fair. Hey, just.
Oh, my God. It's sunrise. Yeah, we know it's sunrise. It's the Sunrise Panthers.
Yeah, right. I'll say this. I'm all for the Florida teams. I think it's really cool to see the Panthers in the Stanley Cup. I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I love to watch the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, there is nothing like a Game 7.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Edmonton, bring it back home to Florida, and let's win it all.
Awesome. All right, Tanner, we'll let you go on that. I'm out next week, so we'll talk in a couple of weeks, all right, as we gear up for Blue Angels and the return of Tanner's Blue Angel hat.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'll wear it. I'll wear it on the air next time, and everybody will be able to see it or hear it, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Tanner, you have a good weekend, sir. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, Joe. Talk to you later.
All right, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor on the program there. 5:51, we'll take a quick break. wacky stories, good news, and some quick hits of other stuff happening. Coming up next.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile, approaching I-10. Still got some congestion going both ways there. Hopefully should not last too much longer. Then, still got some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and a lot on the bridge coming from Navarre Beach and approaching Navarre Parkway. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up.
It's going to be a hot and mostly dry weekend with high temperatures running between 90 and 95 degrees. We have a chance for rain by Sunday. Should be dry on Saturday with sunshine, but Sunday there's a chance. Pretty small though, only around 20-30% on Sunday afternoon. Overnight lows will be in the 70s, and we're expecting a moderate risk of rip currents along northern Gulf Coast beaches. Enjoy the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, some quick hitters here. Home prices are the most expensive ever. The National Association of Realtors says the median home price for previously owned homes went up for the 11th consecutive month, now sitting at nearly $420,000. Fake copies of Ozempic, the World Health Organization putting out a warning to consumers about phony medications claiming to have the active ingredient found in the popular diabetes and weight loss drug. The warning alerts consumers of three falsified batches of semaglutide that were found in the UK, Brazil last fall, and in the US in the wintertime. Some pop culture notes today. Kevin Costner announced last night he is not returning to Yellowstone. He says he's made the decision after working on his new Horizon film series. Zach Bryan fans don't have wait long for new music. He announced he is releasing his new album, The Great American Bar Scene, on the 4th of July. Also, Austin's favorite group of people, environmental activists that tried to deface things.
Yeah.
Two activists from the group Just Stop Oil went after Taylor Swift's private jet yesterday at London's Stansted Airport. It was supposed to land there ahead of her Eras Tour shows in the city this weekend. They spray-painted two private jets. Neither one was Taylor's. This is the same group that sprayed paint on Stonehenge on Wednesday. That paint was removed and did no damage to the stones. So.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, I understand. I can't speak for Taylor in particular, obviously, but, you know, a lot of celebs are big on, you know, environmentalism and all that, and then they fly around in private jets.
Sure.
Yeah, so I understand trying to call out hypocrisy when you see it. It's very annoying, but... Yeah.
Better ways to do it.
But, yeah, like...
Like the guy who tracks the who tracks the private jet that Taylor's going after.
That dude's doing it harmlessly.
No harmless, yes.
There you go. Spraying paint on Stonehenge or when you throw something on a painting that's like historic. Yeah. Like, come on, that's just... You're looking for attention and it's not good attention. Let's see some wacky stories here. Amazon customer in India says she found a live snake in her Xbox delivery. Joe and Tanner would not know what to do. The woman had recently ordered an Xbox controller in the southern city of... Bengaluru, and says that when she opened the box, there was a live cobra stuck to the packing tape. She shared a video of the package on X earlier this week, claiming she ordered an Xbox controller and received a free snake with it. Amazon said they were lucky looking into the, quote, inconvenience and gave the woman a refund. She was a good sport. That's what matters.
Yes. I also like that you nailed the southern Indian city, but you could not handle Potomac or Allegheny.
Well, this one, okay, but to be fair, like, it is kind of
phonetic, yes.
Yes, I pronounce words how they're spelled, and Potomac is spelled Potomac, like mac and cheese.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be great to live in a country where you could hear a politician talk without them constantly lying through their teeth?
Sure.
Well, the country of Wales is currently debating a new bill that would make it illegal for politicians to knowingly lie. Under the current version, anybody who's caught intentionally lying would be disqualified from holding office. That includes making a statement that is known to be false or deceptive. The problem, of course, is that in order for it to become law, the politicians would have to support it.
Yeah, which I'm sure they won't. Some good news here. What's 15 times luckier than a four-leaf clover? How about a 63-leaf clover? Mm. A guy in Japan grew one by cross-pollinating for the past 12 years. He was trying to break a world record and did. The previous record holder was a 56-leaf clover grown in 2009.
Wow. An elementary school in Mississippi wanted to keep handing out free meals over the summer through Backpack Buddies, but they didn't have enough food until... An influencer named Matthew Bound stepped in to help. What he does is he posts recipes on TikTok. His account's called Your Barefoot Neighbor. It's got 1.4 million followers. As soon as he posted something about it, food donations started flooding in. They created an Amazon wish list, and within 15 minutes, followers bought everything the school needed for the entire summer.
Very cool.
6 o'clock, Channel 3 News coming up next. You're listening to Pensacola right now.